In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We come to the day right on the eve. We only have one more week before the great and holy Lent begins. And on this Sunday, the church puts before us the dread judgment seat of Christ for us to contemplate, for us to have the great warning that there are eternal consequences to how we live our life and how we treat others. What I want to focus on today in this homily is that phrase that says, "Truly I say to you, it to you. If you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Our Lord is identifying himself with all of those people that are in need. There is a sacramental theology that is being presented by Christ himself in the care of the needy, in the care of the least of these. And when we take care of the least of these, we take care of Christ himself, who is the new Adam, who is the whole of mankind that he is bearing within himself. So we must become ready for that eternal day of the coming of that one, the coming of the Son of Man. This life that we have now, it's mixed. We have a joyful life mixed in with tormenting suffering because of our sins and of fallen humanity. But in the age to come, all of those things will be separated out. We'll either know and partake of life, or, and we'll know it, or we won't know it. St. Nikolai of Ohrid says it this way about the Last Judgment. At the Last Judgment, life will be separated from torment. Life from torment. And one and the other will be eternal. What this eternity means cannot be grasped by our human understanding. To him whose delight will be one moment of beholding God's face, it will seem as though it lasted thousands of years. And to him who will be tormented for one moment by the devil in hell, it will seem like 1,000 years. For there will no longer be time as we know it, the rhythm of day and night, but there will be one day. What shall be known that shall be known of the Lord? There will be no other sun but God. And this sun shall not rise and set. That eternity should be counted in days as time is now reckoned. The blessed will reckon eternity in terms of their joy, and the tormented sinners in terms of their torments. This is the final day that our Lord is telling us will come. And this parable reflects the reality of that eternal day, when all will be irresistibly revealed, and in a moment we will know ourselves and find ourselves either on the right or on the left hand of God. But it also tells us how we are to prepare for the life of that eternal day of the age to come. It's a warning. It's a warning that if we do not prepare, the consequences will be grave. And we prepare by actively loving the neighbor. For every poor man is Christ's brother, for the very reason that Christ, too, spent his life in poverty. That's what Blessed Theophylact says. And when, as we will see, it's not just about others, but about how we care for our own soul. Yes, we need to take care physically of our brethren, of our fellow humanity that is suffering. We need to actually love our neighbor. We need to feed the hungry, quench the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, visit the sick, and visit the imprisoned. These are the foundations of the ministries and cares of the church. Its members are called to go do these things. But it ought not to just remain in caring for the physical body of those suffering. It's necessary to care for them spiritually as well. So how do we take care of others spiritually? How do we love the whole man who is in front of us, love them truly as our neighbors, and care and bring what is good for their soul. When someone is spiritually hungry and thirsty, they need the teaching for salvation that nourishes and increases their faith. When we welcome a stranger spiritually, we invite them and bring them in to what they are estranged from, the fatherland of the kingdom that is the church. We bring them in, and they no longer are strangers but are familiar friends. We clothe the naked spiritually by helping those who have cast off the pure garment of their baptism or are unfamiliar with a holy way of life to wear that white garment once again, as we were just reminded of in this great baptism of this little infant. The white garment that Ione was baptized or put in on after his baptism is that holy life that is given to him. When we visit the sick spiritually, we help those who are infirm in faith by in the encouragement that we can give them and some of our time. We visit them. When we visit those who are imprisoned spiritually, we bring the light of counsel to them to come out of the prison of their bodily sins and passions so that they have a measure of encouragement and of time. They know they're not in it alone and that there is a way forward. So we do both in the church. We care for them physically and we invite them into that other part that they may be blocked off from, their own soul and their own spirit. But St. Nikolai, who we quoted at length at the beginning of the homily, he doesn't just leave it on these two things, caring for others, physically and spiritually. But we need to care, as he says, for the Christ that is within us. We need to care for the least of these, our inner man, who is weak because we would neglect him. We don't care and watch over our mind and our thoughts, and so the inner man is like the least of these. The soul goes where the mind dwells. And if we don't pay attention to where the mind is dwelling, we become like the least of these that we've been talking about within ourselves. So we need to have righteous and good thoughts because they are so often an insignificant minority compared to the great field of worldly preoccupations and the evil that might reside within us, that we're blind to. St. Nikolai will say this, if our mind hungers for God and we feed it, we've fed Christ within us. If our heart is bare of every good and noble thing that is of God, then we clothe it. And we clothe it with Christ, we clothe Christ within us. If our soul is sick and imprisoned by evil being, our evil actions, and we are mindful of it and visit it, we are visiting Christ within us. In brief, this other being within us that once took pride of place and that represents the righteous man is subjugated and humiliated by evil and the sinful man within us, and we give the righteous man protection. We are protecting Christ within ourselves. So as we opened up and said on this eternal day that will come, when we enter, every single one of us, every human being that has ever lived, enters into that eternal day, we now have heard words of how to prepare ourselves. We care for others, physically, spiritually, and we care and pay attention to our own soul. If we have this before our mind, as the church puts it before us, as we begin that great time of Holy Lent, where we focus, other distractions go to the side, we're given ample opportunity to learn how to care for the inner man, to learn how to care for those around us and bring them in to the good things of Christ. Then sloth goes aside and we learn to love our neighbor. We learn to love that part of us where Christ dwells.